Well, Salesforce shares are popping today after the software giant beat expectations on its top and bottom lines. There, you can see handed beats. Revenue there coming in at $6.34 billion. Adjusted earnings, $1.48 a share. The company also raised its full-year earnings outlook, which included a big boost from the newly completed acquisition of messaging platform Slack. And for more on that, happy to welcome into the program here, Bret Taylor, Salesforce President and Chief Operating Officer, joins us alongside Yahoo Finance's Julia LaRoche as well. And Bret, I mean, I guess we'll just start on the big beat here, and particularly how large of a factor Slack's already playing, $30 million more than you guys predicted just one quarter ago. So talk to me about how that's already setting this combination up to look rather strong.
Well, you know, look, we actually raised our full year guidance by $300 million. And it's not only the relevance of Slack, it's actually just growth across our core business. You know, we've talked a lot about digital transformation, particularly with this Delta variant and the digitization of the economy. Well, digital transformation starts and ends with your customer. Every board, every CEO, their main agenda is getting back to growth. And that starts with our customers and it starts with CRM. So we're really excited about Slack. It cannot be a more relevant product at a more relevant time. We're also just incredibly excited about the strength of our core CRM business, digital sales, digital customer service, digital marketing. That's the conversation on every CEO's mind right now.
You know, you're talking about a lot of companies getting back to growth. And I also heard you on the call, Bret, really talking about the momentum you're seeing at Salesforce is unlike any momentum you've seen at any company you've been at. This is the first quarter you all surpassed $6 billion, as we were just talking about, raising that guidance, this flywheel you have going on. I heard Mark Benioff say you all want to hit $50 billion in revenue by 2026. So I am curious, where are the areas of growth at Salesforce that you're most excited about?
You know, Julia, it's really across the whole portfolio, and that's what's amazing. Our Sales Cloud accelerated to 15% year-over-year growth because every selling team is saying, what is the future of digital sales? How can I get back to growth? Our Service Cloud business, this is a $6 billion business growing over 23% year-over-year. And it's because contact centers are moving from buildings to being in the cloud. Companies are investing in self-service and in chatbots. And you look at marketing and commerce, I mean, digital marketing and digital commerce are the lifeblood of every consumer goods and retail company right now. And it's just everything's growing incredibly well. And I think it's because our products are just more relevant than they've ever been. You know, I think every CEO is realizing that this pandemic's not going away. We're in a new pandemic world, an all digital work anywhere world. And companies are investing in their digital infrastructure so that they can set themselves up to grow in this new world.
Well, Bret, you, Mark Benioff, certainly Salesforce, we're really far ahead on this trend of you just said, this kind of success from anywhere, work from anywhere, digital world. And we did kind of see this debate play out across corporate America of some folks said, you know, this thing will be over, we'll head back to the office, maybe there's this hybrid, or you all kind of pointing to this remote work from anywhere world. I am curious from the perspective of these more traditional, let's call it Fortune 500 CEOs, maybe more legacy business, not necessarily the digital native ones. What are you hearing from those CEOs now about their thoughts on the future of work?
You're absolutely right. I mean, a handful of months ago, it was all over the board. You know, CEOs said, we're all going back to the office. Some you know, younger companies saying, we don't have offices anymore. I think the reality is now everyone's realizing that every company needs a digital HQ. I'm an entrepreneur. I've started two companies before, and I loved starting those companies. And the first thing I did was pick out my office space. Now, if I was starting another company, I'd start by picking out my digital HQ, because this is actually in this world where people are working flexibly, maybe only in the office a couple days a week. This is a starting point for building a company culture. And more importantly, as you look at what drives your growth right now across sales, customer service, and marketing, you start with your digital HQ first. And I think especially with the Delta variant and the, you know, the realization that this isn't just going to snap back, I think every board, every CEO now is realizing that investing in your digital employee experience, your digital partner experience, and your digital customer experience is paramount if you want to grow in this new normal.
And of course, critical to that is the Slack acquisition that you all made. I know you did a presentation recently on what folks can expect from Slack, but you mentioned being a business person, two exits that you've had from building businesses, and kind of thinking about this digital HQ, if you will. What are the gaps or the areas that you hope to fill? You mentioned culture. How do you kind of keep the culture quotient in the digital world and, you know, addressing things like so folks don't feel lonely at work? How are you thinking about those things?
It's such a great question. I don't know if we have all the answers. I think all of us have experienced, you know, video conferencing fatigue. And if there's anything that I've learned, it's that digital transformation is not digital translation. And, you know, for all the companies that took all the meetings they had in conference rooms and moved them to video conference rooms, that's not really a digital version of your company. That's just translating the analog to the digital. And I think what I'm really excited about with tools like Slack is they really represent a vision for a new way to work, more asynchronous, that provides more flexibility to your employees, that enables you, if you're a selling team, to close the quarter better and faster because you're doing it using new tools and new workflows that are fundamentally reimagining the way that we work. So I can't tell you I have all the answers about the future of work. I think we're all going to build that together as the pandemic subsides and we learn to learn and live in this new pandemic world. What's exciting for me with Slack as a part of the Salesforce portfolio is we can be trusted digital advisors to our customers and help them on that journey.
And already, you know, it's good to see that already in this quarter here as, you know, the battle, as we've documented, is intense, Microsoft Teams and those other options out there, but clearly showing the right step forward there. Brett Taylor, appreciate you coming on here. Salesforce President, Chief Operating Officer there alongside Yahoo Finance's Julie Roche as well. Thanks again.